Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by both C.B. Hoffman and Dan Hoffman, who have created and self-published 6 ebooks, 3 audiobooks, and a short film about a fashion designer who was blackmailed into being an assassin. They're doing it all on their own, from writing and editing the books, designing book covers, producing the ebooks, to recording and producing audiobooks, shooting and editing video, and marketing and promotion. They are a jack of all trades, if you will. And thanks so much, the both of you, for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Certainly great to connect with you, both of you, and what you've got going on is quite impressive, no doubt about that. So, CB, if you would, kick it off and tell us, how did it all begin? Give us the backstory there.
Okay, well, 30 years ago, I was given a dream that gave me the first and the last lines to the very first book I wrote. And so I had to write the book within those parameters, and I really worked. I was working on it the whole time. I taught for 29 years, got a master's degree in there. So it took quite a while to get the book finished. I did get a publisher who then got bad health news and had to sell her business, but she couldn't find a buyer. So I got released from my contract and decided I wasn't going to have anything more to do with writing. And then along came Dan.
And so I had been in New York for a few years and had transferred to design school up there and just finished design school. And I knew that CB had always been writing these books, you know, while she was teaching. And I said one night, whatever happened with the books? And CB said, oh, it's done because, you know, she got the bad news that the publisher was closing the business. And I said, well, let me hear it. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, just go get some of it and read it. And so she went over and she grabbed the manuscript and she said, she was accustomed to coming here. She was an assassin embroiled in a sultry web of blackmail and deceit. And I said, what? And so my involvement with the book has always stemmed from my love for the content. And so, you know, I started, so she read the whole first paragraph and then the first chapter. And, you know, before you knew it, we were collaborating most days on my way home from work over the phone. And so it really just kind of...
It evolved.
Yeah, it evolved from our love for it, and started talking about designing the book covers and where we go from there. And then we turned it into ebooks and audio books. We got all the recording equipment, and right now we're working on an audio drama podcast. So it's gone from like the tiniest little mustard seed into a huge ball of wax.
And it also grew from the revelation that we really enjoy working together.
And that's always an added bonus, no doubt about that. That is tremendous. What a story. Exciting, and you guys are certainly passionate about what you're involved with right now. That's coming out loud and clear. So understand that you just jumped into self-publishing without knowing what you were doing. Talk to us about that in that regard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, this was 2008, 2009, and we had been looking into self-publishing. And, well, so one thing that we found out, too, was that less than 1% of authors, first-time authors, ever get a book deal. And if you do get a book deal, they expect you to do all your own marketing and promotion yourself anyway. So we were looking at, you know, having books printed and bound and distributed. And, you know, I mean, it was quickly, you know, $10,000 looked like it wasn't even going to get us started. And I was walking around New York looking at advertisements for the first Kindle around the city. And I thought, okay, this is cool. You can, you know, it's a digital book reader. They were about $400. And I remember thinking, I don't know if this is going to, you know, take off or not. And then about a year later, the iPad version 1 was being advertised. And I thought, okay, cool. I want one. You know, let's figure this out. So we took a class on how to create EPUBs and learned how to do all that. And then before you know it, we had 6 books up, and CB, we got all the recording equipment. She recorded the first couple of books as audio books. And so we've just been growing organically, and like you said, just kind of trying to figure out step by step what we want to do and how we get there, and sometimes painful, sometimes costly lessons, but we're still doing it because we love it.
After all those years, I would say so. If you're still doing it, you love it, and again, like I said before, the passion certainly coming out, and you certainly making it clear just the energy that you both have about it, that you love what you do. Now, what do you consider to be the most fulfilling part of a do-it-yourself publishing platform? Talk to us about that from your experience there.
For me, part of it is the fact that I'm working with Dan, but for your average person who's an author and doesn't have a partner, for me, the most fulfilling part of self-publishing is that I can write my book the way I want it and not have an editor telling me that I shouldn't say it this way or that way, or I shouldn't mention, repentance and salvation and all that. And I can just write it. I can just publish it the way that I wrote it.
Right. And there's romance in the book, but no sex. And I don't know how writing a sex scene with your mom would work anyway.
Yeah, that would work.
It'd be a little awkward.
Yeah, there's no cussing. There's no drugs. There's no sex, although there is romance.
Yeah. CB has taught over 4,000 high school students, and she wants to make sure that, anything she writes can be listened to by all audiences. So that's very important.
Yep, lots of action, lots of suspense and mystery.
And I'd say you don't need the cussing or the sex to make a good book and to publish good content, so you guys are right on track, in my opinion. Today we're joined by C.B. Hoffman and Dan Hoffman, who have created and published 6 e-books, 3 audiobooks, and a short film. And there's more to come here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I'm sure you could, and if you would be willing, that's the big key. What are the top tips to self-publishing? Share some of those with us, if you would.
Don't give up. That's number one.
Yeah. It's going to be a never-ending to-do list. But, I think beyond even just the self-publishing, so I guess the actual steps to self-publish would be write the book, edit it, make sure you like it, get a cover design, turn it into an EPUB with either the free software from Amazon, iTunes, and Barnes & Noble, or use Adobe InDesign or another page layout program to create the EPUB. And then you have to create an account with those 3 providers and submit it to them. And then once it's approved, you've self-published. So,
and don't forget to get it copyrighted. Go through the government link. We have a lot of this information available free for your listeners to download. If they go to C.B. Hoffman, HOFFMANN.com/how-to,
yes,
they will be able to download any of the tips that we offer to them for free.
Beyond the self-publishing, what we're finding is the hard part is the marketing and the promotion. How do you get the word out? Because there are thousands, tens, and hundreds of thousands of books on Amazon. And just because you self-publish a book up there doesn't mean that anybody will ever find it. So the hard part is getting the word out and competing for marketing dollars and getting creative. And, right now our focus is on marketing and promotion and social media. And we're actually working on an audio drama podcast of the first book in the trilogy, which is Consuming Fire, an Alexis Sylvan novel. And then the podcast, the audio drama podcast that we're working on, is called Fashion Assassin Podcast.
And I want to tell you, Eric, I absolutely love doing these audio dramas.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because we have sound effects and music and dramatic music and everything, and everything's coming to life. And then I have, we have 2 sons, Dan, that you're talking to, and Mark, and they're each in the book, by the way, and they're doing their part, voiceovers on these wonderful podcasts. I'm thrilled. I'm loving it.
Yeah, we log in. We found a stock audio site, and we log in, and we get gunshots and police sirens and running and car starting and you know, and glass breaking and fire and all this stuff. And we added in with some dramatic music, and we're probably a week out from actually posting it live to,
yeah,
you know, all the podcast sites.
It's getting really exciting.
Yeah.
Certainly sounds like exciting times. And the first thing I thought of when you were describing the sound effects is Mystery Theater. Do you ever remember listening to Mystery Theater back in the late 70s and the 80s? And of course, Dan, that might be before your time. I'm just guessing.
That is exactly right. I think that that's the fastest growing category. People will always want to read books, whether it's print or books on their phone or iPad. But voice, you know, Alexa. And by the way, we named our character Alexa Sylvan way before Amazon's Alexa. But it would be a dream someday to be able to say, Alexa, play Alexa.
Yeah,
but anyway. Yeah, so we're working on this audio drama podcast, and that's, in my opinion, one of the fastest growing categories is voice and audio. And so, you know, just to be able to command things in your house, get the smart home, and then to be able to, you know, download episodes while you're going in your car, while you're running, while you're at the gym, while you're on the train, you know, and stuff like that. So we really think that audio is one of the ways to go.
Right, and we're just right now posting our first blog about the Fashion Assassin podcast. So our last name is a pain. It has mm-hmm. two F's and two N's. If they go to CB Hoffman, HOFFMANN.com, and click on my blog, they will find out everything about these blogs and when they're going to go live.
Certainly have a lot going on, and it's all exciting, good stuff there. What would be the main thing that you want our listeners to know about being a do-it-yourself publisher?
That it is an involved process, and you can do it, but you just can't give up.
Yeah. When you need help, get help. We seek help daily from God.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because we're praying daily for miracles. But beyond that, just figure out what it is that you need to do and then just chip away at it. You know, it's really cool to have a mom who has 29 years of teaching English and psychology, you know, to write the books. And then myself, I started on a graphic design track and, you know, ended up learning a lot about photography and videography. And you know, we have a really talented family, too. Our dad, my wife, and my brother, everybody helps out in all sorts of different aspects. So I would say get a good team. I mean, it's entirely possible to do it by yourself, but you know, it's all about the team.
Right. And do go to resources on YouTube or our do-it-yourself tips that we offer, and do follow along with any kind of direction that you can get from those resources.
Absolutely. And currently we only have the guide up for writing and copywriting your book, but we're also going to post some tips on how to design and get better websites developed, how to take some better photos, videography. We're hopefully going to be posting a whole suite of things. We just need a little time to finish it.
Yeah.
Tremendous to have had you both. What a fun conversation with the both of you, and certainly wish you both continued success and all the best. Before you go, and in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
I think if you have a dream, it would be sad that you didn't even try to see that dream fulfilled. So as long as you are able, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're passionate about it, it won't be a question of whether or not you have to do it. It will be something that you have to do. You'll have to figure it out. And just check out the resources and connect with people and just make it happen.
And thanks for those concluding remarks and advice, and much appreciated, of course, appreciated all the information and tips shared here today. Again, hit that website for us where listeners can tap into the resources. Check your blog out, and of course, your podcast coming out, your ebooks, all that kind of stuff, and your short film. Where can listeners get all the details?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's C as in cat, B as in boy, and then Hoffman, HOFFMANN.com. And then our secret site for your listeners is cbhoffman.com/how-to. And then the podcast that we're working on is Fashion Assassin Podcast. But once that actually goes live, there will be a link on our website, and so you'll be able to find it there too.
The how-to has the free downloads for those people who want to become published authors on ebooks.
Again, keep doing what you're doing. It's absolutely fantastic, and thanks to the both of you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with both C.B. Hoffman and Dan Hoffman, who have created and self-published 6 ebooks, 3 audiobooks, and a short film. And for all the details, visit cbhoffman.com. Again, that's cbhoff, HOFFMANN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.